telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came away.
Oh, what is up, Wisconsin? And beyond. Welcome, everybody. Happy balmy summer-like Tuesday afternoon. I am Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show. Joined today, really excited to have producer Jess in the booth with me. Thanks for being here, Jess.
My pleasure. Glad to see you, Mags.
Really excited to have you here because we're going to talk about something that it's nice to have another female voice with me about. We're going to get to that in this first half hour. But folks, I got to tell you about the whole show because, you know, we always pack it in here on the Maggie Dawn Show. So Jess going to be with me the whole show. Really excited to have her with me. Then we got Chef Adam Pavlak for Yes Chef in the 2:30 hour. We're going to talk about what are the obstacles to cooking at home. I have that. You know, if you're a working person, hamburger helper's there, but man, that does not pack the nutritional punch that we all need. So we're going to talk to Chef Adam about that. And an extension of that, which is, what are good hosting hacks? You want to have people over? How do you get that done without losing your mind? Especially with the holiday season sort of approach.
Timely.
Yes. So that's all coming up in the 2:30 half hour with Chef Adam Pavlak at 3 o'clock. Of course, it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Really excited, building on yesterday's show. We've got Amber Wallen. She is the executive director of the State Revenue Alliance. She is here because today and tomorrow, the Fair Share tax fight for 2025 kicks off. There's been some coverage in Politico. This is a big deal. Amber's going to be joining me at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. And folks, I saved this topic for today because I knew I was going to be joined by one of Civic Media's aces. Dom Salvia is going to join me a little early. He is host of the Dom Salvia Show, which follows mine every day from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. But Dom's going to join me at 3:30 because I want to talk about the lurker in the golf course bushes. Okay, I'm not going to call it an assassination attempt because he didn't actually shoot any.
It was a lurker.
He was a lurker. And we're going to talk about that in its most fulsome sense with Dominic this afternoon. Folks, I didn't talk about it yesterday because I had to recombobulate myself a bit. And that's because this is a very scary time. And I wanted to let some more news develop, hear some additional facts about what was going on. Dom and I want to hear from you this afternoon. Again, that's going to be at 3:30. But when I talk about these things, I don't like to do that on a flyer, especially when it's stuff that is this important, Jess, and everybody listening out there. So if you were a little bit disappointed, Maggie, why the heck weren't you talking about the lurker in the golf course? That's why. I like to gather my thoughts. So
radical and extreme and unprecedented.
I do talk radio, but sometimes we don't like to just let it fly. I certainly don't like to let it fly when the topic is something so important as the potential for political violence and what your responsibility is, what my responsibility, Jess is, everybody, because we're all part of this political system. Whether or not you vote or not, you're part of the political system. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to spend some time with Dom Salvia at 3:30 today. If you have thoughts or comments, questions, again, we're going to do that at 3:30 today. Also, before we get going, another piece of business. I have always been a radio contest fan. I used to call in when I was a kid. I used to listen to a lot of radio when I was growing up, and I was one of those callers trying to be caller 14 or caller 100.
Oh, I bet you were fast with it.
I had some dialing techniques down. That is damn sure. Definitely tried to win some NKOTB tickets back in the day.
Any success?
No, I never. I was tragic. Never a winner. But folks, you can be a winner in Civic Media's statewide text to win contest, which is go for the green or gold. It won't happen in these 2 hours, but once Dom gets on the airwaves at 4 o'clock, there's going to be a code word. You're going to want to have downloaded the Civic Media app for free from your favorite app store. Dom will drop that code word. You text it in using the app. You're going to be qualified to win $100 or some gold jewelry and be entered to win. We give away one of those prizes each hour. And then if you text in during that hour, you will also be entered to win our grand prize, which is a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the old green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Quite a nice little holiday surprise for you and a guest.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Loving that. Wish I could call in. I will not be. But you can not call in, text in. You can text in. Dom will have that code word for you in the 4 o'clock hour. So go ahead and get yourself ready. Download that app. But what I wanted to start today with, again, something that has been percolating. And I didn't want to just roll into this topic. Many of you, if you listen to the show regularly, I'm a little bit of a sports fan. Not all sports equally.
You are?
Just a wee. I think I detect a note of sarcasm from producer Jess. But there was this incredible sort of shocking thing that happened before the season opener. And that is that the police detained and handcuffed Tyreek Hill. I believe he is a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. And they detained him on his way to the season opener. And it was over traffic violation. It was speeding, it looked like. At least that's what the accounts are. Now, I have gotten a speeding ticket. Have you ever gotten one?
I haven't.
Oh, Jess is a much more responsible driver.
Yeah.
I bet many of you out there have gotten a speeding ticket. If you have gotten a speeding ticket, and maybe even a speeding ticket where you're going like 15 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like,
mm-hmm.
You speeding. There's no argument about it. I can say I've probably gotten four of these. I'm 47 years old. So over 30 years of driving, I mean, 4 or 5 speeding tickets in toto. And some of them have been real speeding tickets.
That foot was a little leaden.
Yes, little leaded foot. I have never been handcuffed or put to the ground because I was speeding or rolled. Well, I can't say it about rolling a stop sign. I did end up handcuffed, and turned out that was probably because I was with 5 black girls that I played high school basketball with. But this leads to my point. If you're a white person and you're listening and you've gotten a speeding ticket, have you ever been handcuffed and slammed to the ground? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Because that's what happened to NFL Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. And what is interesting about this case is it's, in my opinion, not just yet another sad example of police acting in a very aggressive manner over what should be a routine traffic stop when it involves a black man. It's not just another example of that. I think that there is a little bit more to this story because Tyreek Hill, if you are a police reform advocate, and I want to distinguish between that and folks that advocate for defunding the police. I think that's, frankly, a stupid perspective. But if you believe that there is a social contract between police and the communities that they serve, and that at times we have seen direct evidence of a breaking of the trust that underlies that relationship, what we're confronted with in this example of what happened to Mr. Hill is that the folks that bear the brunt of that breach of trust aren't always perfect actors. I was not a perfect actor. I was driving 15 plus and a few of my tickets. And Mr. Hill is no shining white knight. He has a checkered history. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to talk about the fact that we need to start to get to a place where we do not require people to act perfectly in their encounters with police in order to demand the best of police. That it shouldn't, whether or not police treat you with respect, whether or not they aggressively lay hands on you, should not demand a perfect protagonist. That we shouldn't be asking Black folks that you must behave perfectly and deferentially and with absolute total iotas of all of the respect. And if you get it at all wrong, then cops can do whatever they want. That is a false polemic. It is a false choice, and it does not reflect the realities of today. And I think there is another headline that was breaking last night and this morning that makes that point as well, also from a completely different angle. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to listen to what Mr. Hill had to say about his detention. When we come back, his handcuffing for speeding. Have you been caught speeding? Maybe speeding ridiculously. 15 plus, 20 plus over the limit. And especially if you're a white folk, have you ever been handcuffed and slammed to the ground because you were speeding a lot? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to listen to Mr. Hill, and I'm going to bring this full circle because we see this breach of trust between community and police in another version very frequently. And I think it's time that we accept that the people that have these difficult encounters with police aren't perfect. And that does not mean that their rights and their dignity and the respect that they're owed goes out the window. I'm Maggie Donge. She is producer Jess. It's a special edition of the Maggie Donge Show here on this summery Tuesday. Keep it locked, folks. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to take care of some business, and we'll be right back.
Follow away, oh, may the last one burn into flames.